Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters. I host the midday show at KEXP 90.3 FM in Seattle and online at kexp.org. Putting together a collection of some of my favorite new songs right now, I'm kicking it off with Atlanta garage punk's Black Lips. Their new record, Underneath the Rainbow, comes out March 18th. It was co-produced by Patrick Carney of the Black Keys. Check out this track, Boys in the Wood, from the Black Lips on KEXP's Music That Matters podcast.
Yeah.
That is Dum Dum Girls on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. The third album from this band, originally formed in LA, is called Lost Boys and Girls Club, and it's a darker, more 80s-influenced take on the band's psych-tinge pop rock, and Dee Dee's aching vocals and strong-pop melodies are super strong on this album. I think Dee Dee's living in New York now with her husband, who's in the band Crocodiles. You also heard Gap Dream in there, that band out of Southern California, formerly from Cleveland, and that song called Fantastic Sam. You also heard Portland band Rare Monk with a song called Splice. Their single comes out on February 18th. And Atlanta band Black Lips with Boys in the Wood and their album coming out on March 18th. I'm a big, big fan of Black Lips, and I love that song, Boys in the Wood. Once again, I'm Cheryl Waters here on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And up next, I've got Icelandic band Mammut. They were formed in 2003, and here's a track called Salt from their latest album. And I didn't choose it just because it was the only one that I could pronounce. All the rest of the songs are in Icelandic, but it's a strong album from beginning to end, including this song Salt from Mammut.
Thank you. birds fly a lot better than we do. See how they wheel and bank and glide? Perfect. And all in one. Wings, body, tail, all in one. Someday, I'm going to build a plane that can be just like a bird. Stretching up for something that's just out of reach. But I'll get it. After all, what I want isn't as easy as all that. I've got to do 400 miles an hour, turn on a sixpence, climb 10,000 feet in a few minutes, dive at 500 without the wings coming off, carry 8 machine guns.
Hello, Hunter Leader, Hunter Leader. Earth is approaching Beachy from Southeast Angels 1-5. Over. Bandits are now about 3 to 4 miles south of Beachy. You should see them in a minute. They're down south of you. Hello, Hunter Leader. Hunter Leader, thermal control calling. Can you see them? Can you see them?
Bye.
Singing with a faces light up when the sun goes down. When we're old and tired, we'll have something to reflect on. We can always leave the island. Come and pick me.
From their new album, Northern Comfort, that is Icelandic band Tilbury on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. That song called Deliverance, and on the band's Facebook page, most of it written in Icelandic, but they say Northern Comfort is a beautiful piece of mopey, melancholy pop you'd be remiss not to stick in your ear holes, and I heartily agree. You also heard Milagres following their critically acclaimed 2011 debut LP Glowing Mouth. The Brooklyn indie rock quartet released their sophomore full-length album called Violent Light. Actually, it comes out on February 25th, so it's not yet released. And you heard a sneak peek with a track called The Letter Bomb here on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Before Milagres, you heard Temples, the British quartet, with Shelter Song from their new album Sun Structures. Public Service Broadcasting, I can't get enough of that song, Spitfire, right now. Kind of reminds me of Avalanches. The London duo Public Service Broadcasting sample old public information films and archive material and set them to new music. And again, you just heard the song Spitfire from the new album Inform, Educate, Entertain. And I hear they do a great live show. If you're listening to this and you live in Seattle, they're going to be coming to the Nectar Lounge here soon. Mammut, that's more music from Iceland, that song called Salt from their latest album. Coming up next, I've got Seattle band Ravenna Woods from their second album that came out late last year. Here's the title track called The Jackals.
Broken bones never quite come back. Let it go, just let it go, man. Thank you.
don't get angry, just get even.
It's 1 week.
That is Boston trio Quilt, and their new album Held in Splendor is another contender for one of my top albums of 2014. We're only 1 month into the new year, and I've already got 5 favorite albums of the year. We only get to vote for 10 as a KEXP DJ, so I'm biting my fingernails. Looks like it's going to be another great year for music in 2014, and putting aside how hard it is to put together my top 10 at the end of the year, I'm super excited about a lot of great music still to come this year. And that song from Quilt is called Tired and Buttered. You also heard Throwing Muses. Purgatory Paradise is the first album in 10 years from the band led by the prolific Kristen Hirsch. The new record is a lengthy 32-song set that's packaged with an art book featuring lyrics, photos, and writings by Hirsch. You also heard Angel Olsen, a former member of Bonnie Prince Billy's band, has her second solo album out called Burn Your Fire for No Witness, and that's another one of my favorite albums of the year so far, that song called Forgiven Forgotten. Portland band Blouse from their second album Imperium, you heard the title track, and Generationals, that New Orleans duo has been fine-tuning their breezy brand of guitar pop for almost half a decade. You just heard Put a Light on It from their album Hezza that came out last year. And Seattle band Ravenna Woods with The Jackals started off that set. Thanks so much for listening to my KEXP Music That Matters podcast. And until next time, I hope you hear lots of music that you love.